Industry observers are also wondering what exactly the partnership will look like and how significant this may be for advancing a pipeline project. Freelance writer Wesley Loy is the former business reporter for the Anchorage Daily News. Loy says it's hard to say how important this development is in light of decades of announcements about a gas pipeline.
I can't remember just in the years I've been around here the number of times I've heard the word historic used with reference to developments that are said to advance the pipeline. But who knows, maybe this is the big one that really does lead to actual construction of this big project.
Well, it appears that Exxon will be in charge of building a gas treatment plant. How does this, or how would this help move the pipeline project forward?
Actually, you know, that's still sort of unclear to me whether that's really the case or not. But one thing that is the case is that the gas treatment plant that would go on the North Slope, that would process the raw gas into something fit for shipping down a long, long pipeline. Basically, the idea is to take out the impurities. That in itself is a very, very big project, very, very expensive, and would be, from what I understand, one of the largest of its kind ever built. And so that alone would be a tremendous feat to build such a, frankly, a factory of that size on the North Slope. And it would take probably billions of dollars. You need that before you can even think about laying a pipeline.
Exxon officials yesterday said they aren't yet committing to shipping gas through a TransCanada pipeline. Yet they also say they want to help TransCanada to get BP and ConocoPhillips, the Denali line people, on board. How do the two reconcile?
Yeah, that's going to be probably the most interesting plot line in this whole thing. It's conceivable that we would have both the TransCanada project and the Denali project go to this open season, each hold an open season. And neither of them, it seems to me, might attract the necessary gas to have a pipeline. And so unless there's some sort of a settlement or a meeting of the minds, a coalition, a merger coming together before each of them hold their scheduled open seasons, then, you know, you could see a scenario where you really just, in the end, don't end up with a pipeline, a viable pipeline. And probably that's what's going to be going on, is that the various parties here who are pursuing two separate pipeline projects are going to be doing a dance, and I think it will be largely out of view, largely out of public view, and they're going to try to win each other over. They're going to try to recruit one another. They're going to try to find some creative way to put something together that works for everyone and that will get everyone on board for a pipeline.
Is there any indication, do you think, that the Palin administration, there was not any mention of this yesterday, but do you think that they may offer new tax incentives to help convince Exxon to become a full partner?
Well, the Revenue Commissioner, Pat Galvin, yesterday sort of reiterated his stance that I've heard him say several times over the last few months, that they don't feel right now at least, they don't feel that there's any need to change the state's tax code to sort of sweeten up the deal of producing natural gas and sending it out of here through a pipeline. But at some point, we're going to have to talk about those, as they call them, fiscal terms. That's where it's been all along, and that's where it still is.
Writer Wesley Loy is the former business reporter for the Anchorage Daily News.